Okay, Thursday, what's up? It's 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzetto and Sandy. And here we are on May 22th. Scott Spizzano, Sandy Waters, right there. Here we are, ready for our live studio audience this morning in the Honesty Box and all kinds of fun. It's 48 degrees to start.
Hello, sister.
Hello, one day closer to the long holiday weekend.
That's right, Memorial Day weekend.
I gotta say, and it surprises me every time I drive into work. Today, I got here a little bit later than I normally want to get here.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. There's always wiggle room, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people on the roads. Where are you people going?
Going to work.
I know. But there feels like there's more than I don't know.
It's weird. When I come in, there's probably a 15 to 20 minute window of when I leave or when I leave late. And the difference in that,
yes,
in 5 minutes either,
yes,
way is,
yep,
yeah, people go in waves.
I'm usually here by 4:30, 4:40.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Today I was on the road at 4:40.
Right.
Just totally getting on the expressway. And I was like, whoa, 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 people. I wanted to pull up next to somebody. Where are you working? I want to say hi to you. Roll down your window.
I was like 6 minutes past when I usually leave, and I had to stop and get gas. There was three people pumping the gas.
We might need to start the show a little bit earlier.
Just, this is what you stopped at.
What are they listening to? They're lonely without the sweet voice of Scott Spizzano in the morning to wake them up.
Are you trying to get us to work longer? The hell's wrong with you?
I like to serve the people.
Yeah, you can sit in your basement 4 out of 5 days a week. I got to be here earlier. Screw that.
Oh, here we go again.
No.
Let's do that. Maybe we do that for Jerker Justified. Don't make someone feel guilty when they have something you want.
Huh? Wait, I can't process what you just said. Don't make them feel guilty for something. What?
Yeah, it comes up every once in a while, the fact that I work from home.
I never give you crap about it, but
I know
if you're
you
making
don't.
Us come in early to work more,
oh, okay.
No.
Okay, you don't. You're
As a matter of
so
fact,
good.
When you signed your contract, I was asked.
I know you were.
I was the gatekeeper. He said, if you say no, then it's no. And yeah. I said, yes.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
They go, we got to ask Scotty.
Yeah.
I go, God, Scotty,
please.
How do I pay him? How do I pay him to say, yeah, you are very good
to me. It works, you know, post-COVID, this technology and all that. That kind of stuff. I just want one of those at my house, so in case I get sick or don't feel like coming into work.
No, I'll just show up at your house with all my equipment.
Watching people blow through red lights and scary, crazy, creepy.
You hate driving into work just because of that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but you take the roads that you take are like the iffy roads.
No, they're the most main roads possible.
Or
no.
Not Lyle.
Shut up.
Ridge,
you
know, Road.
After trying to deal with you in directions yesterday, I'm
Lake.
Not even talking to you.
You couldn't describe where we were either to
you
the woman that we called on the phone.
Yeah, because I'm like, I came in on Elmwood. Now I'm coming in on South Avenue.
Well, is there a circle? I'm getting out of my car. I'm like,
we had to go to the Arkham Monroe CAC Center. That's their performing arts center.
Yes.
And it was amazing. But it's tucked in the most weird spot. Like, you're so close, but yet so far away. And even when we were on the phone with them,
they were apologetic. They're like,
you can't get were trying. They're like, well, where are you? And you're like,
Well, I was in the midst of turning around. I'm
you
like,
you were equally as confused as I was as to describe.
They
know describe.
They were as bad as you were trying to give directions.
It's hard to explain.
It's going to have rain continuing today. Like what we got yesterday is what we're going to get again. You're talking just wet and cloudy and drippy and 54 degrees, and then tomorrow, same thing. As you kick off this weekend with breezy and cool and rain at times, and like even cooler, like 50. So, rain will stick around. Very slow to move out of the area. Maybe by the end of the weekend. Did I look at Monday, Memorial Day?
Why wouldn't you?
Because it's never the holiday. It's always the couple days before. I know.
He's a man of excuses. You got one job. The job you love is weather. And now you're not even prepared.
It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay, Monday 70 and cloudy. Oh, well, no, some sun. 10% chance of rain. So
70's not.
Yeah. So Monday is going to be, you know, there's a 30% chance of rain on Saturday, 20 on Sunday, and 10% on Monday. And so I guess you got to break it down like that. But fear not. We've got lots of stuff coming up this morning. Not only our live studio audience, but we have James Taylor tickets coming up this morning. the honesty box. We've got, we're
going to
do shots.
Well, no, we don't do the honesty box.
Well, we're putting things into the honesty box.
Well, so tomorrow tease it.
Sure.
Because tomorrow's really.
Well, we'll open the honesty box tomorrow. Tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all that
you
stuff.
Got Jerker justified why she wants to skip out on her nephew's graduation.
Justified.
You think it's justified?
For a nephew? Yeah. Matters.
No.
He doesn't care. You can't see their family in the audience as it is.
Yeah, but I think where did she say he was graduating from? Penfield? So where do they have it? RIT?
I don't know.
I want to say RIT.
Yeah. A lot of them do.
Yeah, but it's your sister. Oh, God. If my sister bailed out on my kid's graduation for the reason why she wants to? Nah, I ain't down with that.
All right, we'll get to that in the 7 o'clock hour. And all that other things coming up here on 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy.
Hello. Hey, good morning. How you doing? How's it going out there? It's 48 degrees and 98.9 The Buzz. That's right. Little chilly start, but that's about it. Maybe 55 degrees, and that's about it. Rain again today on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Scott and Sandy here. Hi.
So, if you were listening yesterday to Jerker Justified, what we're known for, we do it every day around 7:15, 7:20-ish, where we decide the moral compass in Rochester. Someone brought up a good question after yesterday's. And yesterday was the whole, can you tell somebody when they're telling you a story, hey, you already told me this.
Yeah, before. You already told me that story, right.
Which, by the way, completely justified. They said, how about the whole you don't feel like talking? Can you politely tell someone you don't feel, you're not in the mood to talk. You just want your peace and quiet time.
You'd say that to them?
Yeah, that's what they're asking. Can you?
Only your wife.
Wait. That's, what?
Shuts me down all the time.
Yeah, but you can't say it. Like, let's say you're just sitting out, just enjoying your coffee on the front porch, and a neighbor comes over, and you really don't feel like talking. Can you say, you know what, I'm just kind of in my...
I'm in my space. No, you can't. No, you can't say that.
You can't?
It's rude all the way around. There's
it
no
is?
Way you can insinuate it. You can be short. You can, but you can't even say, you can't say those words. You can't say I don't feel like talking right
oh,
now.
Oh, that could ruin your entire ever whatever.
You could also ruin your relationship with your neighbor. But sometimes, like yesterday afternoon, my wife had 2 hours that she had to kill before going off to work again, and I started talking. She said, "Don't talk to me." I don't feel like talking, but I haven't seen you in, I don't feel like,
and what did she do? She did not say those exact words.
What did she do? She's playing Candy Crush on her phone. Yeah, really? Okay, I matter? All right, fine. I'll just continue to cook dinner.
Is she still on Candy Crush?
Dinner for the kid and the dog and microwave
still
is
do
stupid
everything around
food
here.
Because your dog is like a human. Huh? Wait, are you talking?
Is she still on Candy Crush?
Or Bubble Witch or something. I don't know what it is.
She's still obsessed with that.
Yeah, that's her spin down thing. That's what she does to
we
spin
have,
out.
I was just, this is so wild.
What?
It's like you are my algorithm following me around.
God.
It's like you were eavesdropping on my conversation. I was just having a conversation with someone about that where she was like a friend of a friend getting a divorce because he was too obsessed with gaming.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wait, gaming? But that's kind of like gaming. That's Jill's form of gaming.
That's her little escape. Yeah. Gaming's different, though.
I don't know.
Gaming's legit. I mean, you can get really legit gaming. You can spend thousands in gaming.
We get a... Wait a minute. Maybe this is a good Jerker Justified.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you see it as... Why do you do that? You have the greatest stories. And then
I
pointed out that it's great, let's do something more with it. You're like, oh, my goodness.
Maybe it's just...
And then you're in sarcasm.
Maybe it's just you're so formal when you speak sometimes. It's just like, you're so formal.
Why do people say that? My daughter says that to
you're
me.
You're very formal. Just
I don't know.
Just break it. Break it.
Okay, that's another Jerker Justified.
Take a piece of paper, wad it up, and open it up again, and now it's perfect.
My daughter says that. Ma, just talk normal.
Yeah.
How I talk.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah,
what
that's
do
better.
You mean?
That's
probably because I'm not yelling.
Yeah.
No, I hate that. That's
right.
How I talk. What do you mean?
So wouldn't it be just like...
Sorry.
Dude, this would be a great idea for Jerker Justified.
I got high pitch again. Maybe that's what the honesty box was referring to the other day. They hate when I go high pitch. Maybe is that what you're talking about?
Put too much gaming in the Jerker Justified category.
Oh, my God. And that's like bubble... Okay, so what do we want to... Oh, I'm... There's so much now.
You know what today? I just don't feel like talking. We'll be right back on 99 of Us. Didn't it start there?
I that's a good conversation too. So much here. There's so much here.
Isn't it wonderful when people just talk and not be so formal?
I can. It's just maybe I have. Okay. Anyhow.
I tell you what. I'll play a sound every time you're too formal.
I don't even get what that means. Well, you're okay, just fine. Play a sound.
Yeah. Like I'll just
don't taser kind of me.
Sound.
Okay.
Don't tase me, bro.
Spazzano and Sandy. 98.9 The Buzz.
8 o'clock, we're doing shots.
Yes, we are.
What's wrong with that?
You heard that right.
We got people coming in the studio. If you ever want to come in on a Thursday, let us know.
Yeah. Okay, so if you are part of the Grammar Police,
mm-hmm.
and that's Scott, right?
Yeah,
anyone
kinda.
Part
yeah.
of the Grammar Police?
I notice when somebody says library.
Oh, God. You're so condescending.
Nuclear.
When you correct people. But anyhow. You are going to get all riled up once you hear about this.
Okay, what?
The trend now is moving away from the semicolon.
No!
Dead. Semicolon, dead.
Never
dead
knew how to use it. Never knew how to
dead.
Use it.
One of the reasons why they're getting rid of it.
I use it. I always question, am I using this correctly or not?
They say that, and if you are part of the Grammar Police, and you can explain it, 818-2899, but they say because of texting and social media, people favor shorter sentences, emojis, dashes, so they're not about the formal punctuation. Style trends, modern writing often prefers simple, clear, instead of complex with the semicolon.
Mm.
Education, they're not even teaching it as much in school curriculums.
Oh.
So even more so, people don't know how to use it. And that's the most number one misunderstood tool as far as the English language.
Okay, a colon is two dots, one dot above another one.
Isn't a colon like an example? Like
example. Doesn't it mean
is
like,
it like
example?
A lit, like I'm going to list.
Right, like here's the grocery list, colon.
Right.
And then milk, eggs, butter. But when you do a semicolon, is that just a less formal listing?
Someone once said, and I'm going to botch this up, like the comma is a pause, a period is a full stop, and then the semicolon is in between that. Which when they said that, I was like, oh, okay. And I nodded along. That doesn't make sense to me, though. So it's not as long. I don't know. I don't know how to use it. I've never used it.
Semicolon, a punctuation mark.
Yeah.
Which basically sideways looks like a guy.
Yes.
With his eye closed, squinting.
We all use it just for that.
Indicating a pause.
Okay.
Typically between two main clauses that is more pronounced that indicated by a comma.
Huh?
A little stronger in a comma. I guess.
This is what gets me. I was born and raised in America, and I don't understand that definition. What do you mean clauses? What are clauses?
Text in from Italian Rihanna, BuzzFam.
Oh, she's smart.
Yeah. She says, what? Oh my God, I literally use a semi all the time. It's used to separate two thoughts that, on their own, make a complete sentence.
And then why don't you put a period?
No, she goes, it's used to separate two thoughts that, comma, on their own, comma, make a complete sentence.
Italian Rihanna could do anything she wants. She does space whateverness that she does.
Yeah, she's in this,
I don't really understand, even though she's explained it a gajillion times. She could be an English professor.
She was an English major.
Yeah, you could tell.
Yeah.
You could tell Rihanna is, like, smart. She could fill every vacancy at a university.
Plus, she's a huge nerd, which I love her for.
I still don't get it. Give me an example of when you would throw a semicolon in there.
She says separates two thoughts that on their own make a complete sentence. Maybe it is, and if this or that kind of thing.
So it's like I went for a long walk yesterday.
Long walk, and even though my feet hurt. Oh, no.
No, that's an even
that. That'd be a comma. Then I went on a long walk.
And I smelled.
I took the dog. I ended up smelling some roses.
You're going to put semicolons all over that sentence?
Well, it's kind of like a list, right? I don't know. Whatever.
That's why it's dead.
So,
we don't even have to.
The semicolon is gone away. What about the colon?
What about your colon? Excuse me.
Okay, thank you very much. Here we go.
I played right into that.
You were waiting for that.
Coming up on the show, police are trying.
That's the noise I was going to make every time you're formal. I was going to play the fart sound.
Have I done it yet?
Every time you're too formal.
Apparently, I speak too formal. I don't even understand what that means. Okay, coming up on the show. I can feel I'm going formal. Police are trying to get the word out what you need to do if you see a fawn in your yard.
Baby deer?
Yeah.
Pisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning to you, Thursday, 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy, it's going to be just occasional rain all day like yesterday. Sprinkly, sprinkly in 54.
So police are warning everybody and trying to get the word out. If you see a baby fawn in your front yard.
Oh, look it.
Or on your porch. I mean, these animals are coming closer and closer to us.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that, too?
Not really. I got lots of animals in my neighborhood.
They feel like they're getting more bold. Like, my sister was telling me how her, out her front window, it's like a little bay window in the front, mm-hmm. and a baby fawn was just sitting right there under her window, like, so close to the house. Huh. So, police are saying, do not touch the fawn.
Right.
Don't worry about it, because everybody is so worried and they're not sure what to do. Oh my God, was this baby abandoned?
Yeah. Do they say why?
Yes.
I think I know why.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Tell me.
Will the mother reject it?
No.
If it senses like human smell on it?
See, that's what everybody thinks. Because we were trained to learn that from birds.
Yeah, like a baby bird. You touch a bird.
This is not the case.
What?
May and June are when most fawns are born. So that's why you're going to see more now.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers leave their fawns alone during the day to avoid attracting predators. But come back at night to feed and then move the fawn. So these poor nomads of creatures, they just can't get comfortable in their home. They got to keep moving around to avoid predators.
Yeah, but it's weird that you'd think that you would stay with the fawn to keep the predators away.
But the fawn can curl up and tuck in. Like if you notice, it's either burying itself in the grass or against your house and that whatever. Mm. And the big deer, you could see a big deer.
Yeah. These kind of like hide away.
I think that's what mom's doing. I don't know.
It's
but
wild.
So don't worry.
Don't touch the baby deer.
Don't touch the baby deer.
Go ahead and take pictures, but don't touch it.
But I kind of feel like, I think, you know, as much as we coddle our kids and we're raising snowflakes,
mm-hmm.
It's because of love, right? It comes from a good place. But I think now we're doing that with wildlife as well.
Oh.
I can't just walk by an injured animal. You have to, feel like you need to do something.
Well, you see, you know, videos of, we thought it was a cat and we brought it, you know, it was a baby, it was all drowned in stuff and we brought it back to life and now it's a giant panther and it's living in our living room.
Yes, right. People are just taking in wildlife as mm-hmm. pets.
I had a pet squirrel. Well, I'd done a pet squirrel, but I think I told this story before. I'm blowing leaves in the fall and up against the garage. This pile of leaves, I blow it away, and in it is an injured squirrel, a little baby one. Mm. And I picked it up and put it in a box and took it to the animal rescue, and they rehabbed it and sent it back to me. And they're like, it's okay now, so watch it or it's going to, like, eat your face. I'm like, what? And it was vicious. It wanted out, man. By the time it repaired it, well, of course it's scared, yeah. You know, I mean.
But so that was a good thing. It was obviously injured? Or did you assume it to be injured and you just...
Okay. No, I'm trying to think of what it was.
Because that's
I don't remember what it was, but they nursed it back to health and gave it back to me to let go in my yard. And they're like, make sure you wear gloves, point the box, it's like a cardboard box with holes in it, point it away from you and open it up and run.
That's really their advice?
It's funny because we all want to befriend a squirrel or a chipmunk or a hummingbird or a hummingbird or a fawn.
Beautiful.
I know. So, all right,
so don't be alarmed if you see a baby fawn. It's okay. Mom knows what's happening.
Leave Bambi alone. He's lying. Okay? Just saying. Okay? It's 98.9 The Buzz. It is not going to be a bright, sunshiny day. Well, it's going to be rainy and gray and like yesterday, okay? So, yeah. Hey, we're just like dressing the color of the Genesee River today.
We are your escape, okay? We're your escape of reality.
Absolutely.
Just don't look outside. Just don't look at the news. Just don't look at anything.
Yeah, we're here.
Right, okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Let's talk about this. Now, So many people. It's so funny to hear reactions from people whenever they say, hey, we got a whole bunch of money for a major renovation. Everybody has to give their opinion whether they think this renovation is valid or not. $59.6 million for a major renovation in Rochester.
For?
The convention center.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Lots of state money being dumped into the convention center. Actually, the last time it was renovated was in 1985.
Really? Wait, isn't that when it was built?
First large-scale renovation of the building since it opened in 1985.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, yeah, since it opened, yeah.
Yes.
You know what? I was in there this weekend, this past weekend, and it was beautiful. It was great. And I'm not sure what they want to do with it. Not like I don't think, I mean, hey, I'm all for, you know, fixing it up because it's an economic money generator, right? And bring conventions to town and whatever that, you know, has to be outfitted with higher tech probably.
Well, they're saying $59.6 million state money. Mm-hmm. Upgrades will include an overhaul of the system's boilers.
Yeah.
So that we won't even be able to tell.
Right.
The HVAC system. Won't be able to tell, but oh my God, wait a minute.
Necessary.
How nasty. 1985, the jibby-jibbies in the air since 1985.
Yeah.
And cosmetic enhancements too, but they didn't go into detail of what cosmetic enhancements.
It's 80s. It's kind of 80s looking on the inside. I don't know, but it's pretty universally, you know, nondescript, you know. A lot of marble, a lot of chrome, a lot of glass.
That kind of freaks me out, though, knowing the kitchen has been, right? Do they have a kitchen there?
I don't know if they've, you know, you can't, yeah, they of course have huge kitchens.
I know, but you got to update the kitchen, don't you?
I'm sure it's been.
Anyone live in a home where the kitchen has not been updated since 1985?
I had a house on my street that was in its original, I think it was built in 96. And they hadn't done a thing to it. And a couple moved in, a retired couple moved in, didn't do a thing to it.
But you know what?
It was the original.
I don't hate on that. Because maybe they're all about spending money on the experience than they are on those little materialistic things of the home.
Yeah.
There's so many. There's a house that just sold in our neighborhood, and now house prices are crazy, right?
Yeah.
Same deal. Didn't upgrade anything since the house was built.
Right.
It sold for what? $500,000, like Jeez. Some ridiculous amount of money.
See, that's the thing.
Original linoleum?
And just think of the money somebody's going to put into it just to make it moderner-ish. You know what I'm saying?
Is there a room? I bet you're going to say no to this. Is there a room in your house that hasn't been touched since the house was built?
Dude, how about you?
Yeah, my bedroom. My
what?
The bathroom, the master bath. Not one thing. I've changed the paint color in the downstairs of the house maybe like 5 times.
Uh-huh.
I have never touched the master bath.
My house was built in the early 90s.
Mm.
And when I moved in, it was pastel salmon seafoam green.
Ooh, that's vintage now. That's kind of cool.
Nah, I still have... Our laundry room is still the original seafoam green counters. It's like freaking Miami Vice, baby. Don Johnson, like, threw up in there.
It's vintage now.
And left
it's
a
cool.
giant pile of cocaine next to the dryer. That's what my house looks like. It looks like that Scarface was set up in that room and had, like, scales weighing out weed. It is so nasty.
But you don't even see it anymore. It's so funny how, like, I don't even notice my master bath. If you came into my master bath, you'll be like, what the heck? Do some upgrades, sweetheart. I don't even see it anymore. Right?
Actually, the bathroom, the kids' bathroom, is still original OG.
Oh, is it? Oh, you got a lot of OG in your house.
It's the slightest, like, if you look at, it's like, what color is this?
Oh, it's like a pale pink.
Yeah, but even paler. Like that salmon. Oh, God.
I would Brutal. Think, I thought your wife combed through every inch of that house and upgraded it.
She has. I mean, we've done a lot.
It's just too expensive to keep up with the trends and stuff.
To put new countertops and cabinets and tile.
It's
and
a lot.
That $15,000, $20,000 of that.
I get so annoyed because every time you go on, and it's social media, right? You can see, like, you don't know your house is outdated until you see someone else's house on social media. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. This isn't cool. It bothers. It really bothers me. I had to get off Pinterest because it was messing with my head so much.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't. You can't. Compare, contrast. Like, oh, no. I got to be like them.
Right. Does it matter? I have a neighbor who hasn't touched her backyard. Not one thing. Not a deck, not a patio, nothing.
They mowed it, though, right?
They mowed it. Okay. That's it. Right. And cool. I'm like, how do you... Good for you. Spend the money somewhere else.
It's, yeah. So if 59, almost $60 million for the convention center. Any word on when work's going to start and if it's going to...
You know what?
There is... It's all kind of like the sidewalks all around it are shut down right now. So they're doing some work outside.
Yeah.
I think that's actually city work.
So they didn't say the timeline yet, but of course people are throwing out there, you know, it's not worth the money. And some people are saying, hey, is this our time for a casino? I'm like, why is the casino? Somebody always comments whenever there's like money being dumped in the city. Always somebody has the idea of a casino.
I love that. Bring it.
Do we want a casino that bad? But anyhow, there you go. All okay. Right. Coming up on the show, we got a Jerker Justified, which...
I have a voice message.
Yes. All okay.
Right. Can we play this? So a lot of times you'll leave a voice message or like an email to us, but our voice message on the free Odyssey app, awesome way to do it. Just pop it on and talk into your phone. Here's the one we got.
Hey, guys. I think I have a good Jerker Justified for you. I would like to skip my nephew's graduation because I have a trip with my sorority sisters that I would like to go to. Mm-hmm. So give me a call back. Thank you.
Okay. Jackie left your number. We'll get back to her in just a few minutes. On the bus.
Jerk or Justified.
Hey, Jackie. Hi. Thanks for popping back on with us. We got your voice message. So quite a dilemma about graduation or going to this trip.
It might not really be a dilemma, but let me ask first. Did we book anything yet, or is this still up for debate where we could sway your mind?
Yes, we have booked a cruise. It's a girls' trip cruise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you already booked it?
Yeah.
It's confirmed.
Yeah,
there's no going back.
Yeah, that as of right now, yes. It's not really any way to cancel the reservation.
Well, then it doesn't matter.
Okay, bye. Sandra, what do you mean it doesn't matter? It doesn't matter because it's totally justified. She doesn't have to go to her nephew's graduation.
Oh, I think it's really bad.
Why? Why?
Okay, so this is what to you? Your nephew?
Yes, it's my sister's son.
Okay, so it's your sister's son.
Yes.
And you want to skip the graduation.
Yeah.
So you can go on a girls' trip. Did you tell your sister yet?
I have not yet told her.
Oh, good. Good.
Is she expecting you there? I mean, did you get it?
Well, yes, she's expecting.
Hold on a second. At graduation, they only allow a certain amount of people in, you know, from a family. And I'm sure there's a pecking order that's a little tighter to the family than.
Sisters make it. Sister, that's immediate family.
Immediate Plus, family.
It's at RIT. Didn't you say it was Penfield? Am I not supposed to say that?
Oh,
that's right. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So RIT is pretty big. I don't know if they're limited.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, listen. Did she offer you like, hey, we got a seat for you at graduation?
Yeah. I mean, the expectation is that they're, you know, they have a group. Everybody just will show up and. I think they're maybe reserving seats or something.
Yeah. With my niece, not everybody could get in because she went to Greece Athena. So that was limited number of people that could get in.
Was it there at the Performing Arts Center?
Right. But immediately after, we all met up and celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're there physically at the graduation ceremony, whether you can get in or not, there's something like nobody just says, okay, fine, you graduated. Goodbye now. We're done.
Yeah.
No, you kind of get together and you celebrate the grad. It's an all day thing, really.
You know what the grad does? The grad takes off with their friends. That's what happens.
It's not a good look. It's not even for her nephew.
And your nephew doesn't care. I'm trying to say this is totally justified.
No, it looks bad. All right. That looks really bad.
Okay, well, listen, I'm on your side, Jackie. So we're going to call 818-2899. That's the number, right? Call us up and vote Jerker Justified.
Can you give us justification of why you thought this was a good idea?
You know, honestly, it's just sort of one of those once-in-a-lifetime things where everybody can get together. We haven't seen each other in years, and, you know, it's an opportunity for us to all be in the same place again at the same time.
Yeah.
And
this is the once in a lifetime thing. Your nephew graduating, though.
Nah, it's fine.
Do you like this sister? What hierarchy? Are you the older one? Is she the older one? I'm trying to see.
She She's the older one, yes.
Okay. Jackie, I'm on your side. I think it's completely fine. You know?
I think you're going to be the grad
doesn't even care if anybody's there.
Why do you say that? Why do you keep saying that? Yeah, they do care.
He wants mom and dad there to see him graduate, right? Cool,
I remember who showed up at my graduation.
And you could see them from the stage? You can't even see them.
After the ceremony.
All right.
I remember who was there.
Call us up at 818-2899. Vote jerk or justified, and Jackie will get a result for you in a few, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Will you cancel the trip if we say you're a jerk?
No, you don't want to lose a deposit.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I'm canceling the trip.
Good for you. Stand your ground on the high seas. We'll be right back on the bus. And you call us on first call through. Let's do this here on the bus.
Good morning. It's Calvin. How are you?
Calvin, hey, man. How are you?
I'm doing well, brother. I hope you are, too.
Yeah. So what do you call this? Is she jerk or is she justified?
I'm going to say jerk because this kid is only going to graduate once. This is a rite of passage moment for him. And it's going to be impressionable. And believe me, it's something. And I'm sure you can relate when you had your graduation party. If certain relatives or friends weren't there, it was hurtful.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't have given a crap.
No,
I didn't care.
Maybe you were probably face down drunk on the floor. I mean, come on.
No, I wasn't.
In the moment, maybe you're not paying attention, but when you reflect and look back, you're like, man, why wasn't Aunt so-and-so there? Why wasn't Aunt Jackie there? That's so weird.
Doesn't matter. I'm going to see Aunt so-and-so anyway the next weekend or maybe that weekend.
You don't know that. It's funny. Right. You don't know if you're going to see her the next time. And, I mean, she can go on a sorority trip anytime. They can schedule something like that.
And
it's not it's not this big priority where she needs to go on this.
Bottom line, Laura just messaged us on Facebook, and that's how you can get a hold of us, too. And she said, bottom line, you're choosing friends over family. That's it. That's what it is. You chose friends over family. When do you ever do that? When is that ever okay?
Yeah, but cruising fun over a bunch of high school kids that don't want to be around the party. Anyway, you're the first call through, Calvin. You got a pair of tickets to see James Taylor and his all-star band coming up in June on the 29th of June, courtesy of Bowery Presents at CMAC. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. Try not to cry when you watch him on stage, because that's all I do.
I will do everything I can to hold the tears back.
Hold the line. I'll be right back. I got to get your info today. All right. 818-2899 is the number. And got any more coming in yet?
Let's see. Jerk. Family comes first. A cruise can happen anytime, but your nephew only graduates once. I mean, that's the strongest argument. That's the argument we're all saying, and that's the strongest one.
Mm-hmm.
Justified. She's not the parent.
Well, yeah.
If she was the parent, then jerk. But she's already invested in the trip, and it's important to her. She has every right to go. What?
I see it as immediate family is mom, dad, and any brothers and sisters. Maybe grandparents. Good morning. The buzz.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, who's this?
Tony.
What's in my purse, Tony?
I'm in the car. Yeah.
Ah, nice.
So, I'm sorry, Sandy, but I have to agree with... And I say that because... You know, it's just the way it goes. If it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, because I listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
Yeah, because, like, honestly, graduations are big. In theory, they are, and it is, but it's, I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of a letdown.
Okay, let me explain this reason why you need to be there. It will be forever marked in pictures, in photos. You can't be a no-show because going back years from now, they're like, where was so-and-so? Oh, that's right. They were on the cruise.
Nah, that's just weird.
It sends the worst message ever.
And where are the graduation pictures of the girls? Well, the
girl. God. I have them.
Are they out?
Well, just Photoshop her in.
Yeah, I can do that
good
now.
Good idea.
All right, justified it is. Thanks, babe. We'll see you guys in a few. You're coming in. You're coming in this morning, right?
Yes, I'm coming in.
All right, we'll see you at 8 o'clock. Right. We're going to do shots, okay?
Bye.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Shots.
We're at a tied jury right now.
Okay. Hi, The Buzz. Who's this?
It's her and her, Janelle.
Oh, Janelle. This is it. The case will be closed after you make your decision because we're at a hung jury.
All right. Tell us.
You are it.
Tell us your explanation, then give us your decision.
All right. I didn't care about my graduation.
I know.
I didn't care if people made it. So I say justified.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Justified.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What? Oh, you're clutching pearls is freaking people out.
I am. I did not think she was going to say that.
Yeah.
Justified.
98.9.
Oh, my God. This is going to create so much tension in the family. You know that, right?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh, it absolutely will. Absolutely. If she's I didn't ask her if she's Italian because that Italian guilt.
Yeah, your world maybe. Your world probably, right?
Irish
because
guilt,
it's the
Jewish
circus,
guilt.
It's the circle of trust thing. But like she and her sister could be, whatever, you know. And we'll see. Yeah, you see your nephew next weekend or something.
Wow.
All right, it's coming up on 7:47 on 98.9 Buzz.
All right, 8 o'clock, just after 8, like you were saying to Tony when she called in. We're doing shots with the Buzz fam.
Yes.
And keep it PG. And the most appealing town to live in. Actually, Monroe County, we made the list of top places to live in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But there was only one town to rank an A+.
Nice.
Are you living in that town?
Got it coming up. All right. This is Spazzano and Sandy. Here we go, people. It's time to do this. Here we go. Yep. Turn it up. Feel the vibe. We are live. Let's survive. Sip it up. Raise them high. Buzz fans here. Reach the sky. Got shot.
Shot.
Shots, 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 shots. Yeah, boy. Spazzano and Sandy. Hey, cheers, you guys. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it how when we go on the air, you guys are taking selfies of each other.
That's right. We've got what's in my purse? Tony, yay! Good morning, baby! And sweetheart Stephanie, how are you? Yay!
Okay, it was so funny. Because I went outside to go grab the ladies, and they have not met. You guys have never met, right?
Okay. No.
Okay. They're giving each other the biggest hug. They're like, oh my God, you're sweetheart Stephanie. Oh my God, you're what's in my purse, Tony.
Yeah, right, because we're all Buzz fam here.
Yeah.
If you ever want to come in, then just let us know. Just get a hold of Sandy or just call us up. We'll hook you up.
And Tony, you are unfortunately not allowed to change your name.
Yeah, well, I really want to.
We have to go into why you were named what's in my purse, Tony. Yes. And we met, what restaurant did we all get?
Jose Joe's.
What's
and
that?
Then the Pelicans.
Jose Joe's,
and then we did it again where we all got together with the Buzz fam at the Pelicans.
At Pelican, too, yeah. But our first meeting at Jose Joe's, we decided to come up. See, it's easier to remember people's nicknames than names, right? So, what's in my purse, Tony? Now we got her.
Fine.
Sticky fingers with some silverware or salt and pepper shakers.
No, it was glass.
Glasses.
Oh, glasses.
Glasses.
I did take 2 shot glasses from a bar we just were at not too long ago.
You did? You're still? I thought you were retired.
No. Retired from work.
Yeah.
I thought you were retired from that too. No,
she's got more time klepto stuff.
We can't change your name then if it's still true to life.
Right, right.
Okay.
Did we do a Jerk or Justified about that?
Oh, we probably did. Absolutely.
You sure did.
Yeah, and it turned out to be?
Jerk.
Oh.
Well, yeah, there's no way. Nobody's
going to
say Justified.
I said probably Justified.
You did.
Listen, my kids in the restaurant business, they go through glasses. They break more than people steal just by mistake. So
yeah, but
you're fine.
You can't give full-on permission.
No.
Because then restaurants.
Just for Tony. Just keep an eye out for her. And put an RFID ID tag on her just so you can beep when you get in.
All right. So coming up in a few minutes, ladies, we got to go to Keep It PG.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was one time where I put it into ChatGPT. Hey, give me some ideas for Keep It PG. It's a game we play, whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And what it spit out was so borderline inappropriate and uncomfortable. But I'm like, oh, this would be funny. But then it was like Austin was in on the air with us where he was 15. I'm like, no, that's too much. I got to water it down a little bit. And then the week after last week was the Arkham Monroe.
Right.
I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I got to water it down a little bit. But this week.
We're going all out.
Oh, boy.
You must keep it PG.
Yes, you have to keep it PG.
All right.
It's coming up next on The Buzz.
Talk, you laugh. It's a whole thing. Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
This morning on 98.9 The Buzz, Spazzano and Sandy. And we've got What's in My Purse, Tony, and Sweetheart Stephanie. Stephanie, tell us a little about yourself before we get started in all this.
What would you like to know?
Keep it PG.
Huh? Before we do keep a PG, yeah.
What would you like to know?
I don't know. Tell us about yourself. If you're part of the Buzz fam, let everybody know what you do and who you are.
Okay. Well, I'm a social worker and a therapist, and I have two lovely cats.
Mm-hmm.
And been in Rochester for 26 years.
Nice. Oh, as long as we've been on the radio together.
Aww,
now, with that. Such a sweet voice.
Mm-hmm. She is one sarcastic piece.
Are you? Yeah. Are you? Like, is this Keep It PG going to be uncomfortable for you? Or is it just the voice is like a disguise?
No, I don't think it'll be uncomfortable.
No, I think she
can. Okay, so you're vulgar? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you're going to think like that in just a second.
Can you get vulgar? Can you get angry?
I can't even see you angry. Not saying I never get annoyed with people, but I'm I'm usually pretty happy.
Yeah
she's going. Now, Tony, I'm not going to even ask you because I know there's Italian in you and we can get heated. Okay. Are you ready?
Tony,
have
you ever thrown a shoe?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. That's all I need to know. It's time now for
Keep It PG. Okay, here's the rules of the game. You can't repeat another word that someone says. Uh-huh. You got 5 seconds to answer, so don't take too long, and you have to keep it PG.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Now, I am not going to take credit for these, okay? They were given to me, so if they make you feel uncomfortable, if they're, like, crossing the line a little too much, it wasn't me. Okay, I'm
just going to say that. I was just kind of hoping it would be you.
I know.
Why don't you show them that? It'd be like, I think people would like you more.
Okay, like you more. Fun. I came up with all of these. Are you ready?
Yes.
Name something you'd find in Scott's pants that start with the letter P. Sweetheart Stephanie, go.
Pen.
A pen. Yes.
Tony.
A penny.
A penny.
4, 3.
A 3D printed penguin.
No, it starts with a 3.
A penguin that's 3D printed.
Okay. That's like, okay. Name something in my mouth before 7 a.m. That starts with the letter C. Sweetheart Stephanie. 5.
Why do I always have to be 4, first?
Yeah.
3.
Cranberry.
Ah,
Tony.
Coffee.
Ah, damn it. You took my name. Okay.
4.
3. Censorship.
Oh. God.
She has to censor herself because she is a filthy, filthy woman.
Name something Scott grips tightly with both hands that starts with the letter S. Sweetheart Stephanie. 5, 4, 3.
S. Starts with the letter S.
2.
Talk in the mic.
I don't know.
1. Tony.
A snake.
That's right.
That's what you call it, huh?
Yeah.
Scott, 4.
My new socks.
Oh. You are hiding them.
And final one, name something you moan about in bed that starts with the letter T.
Oh, God.
Sweetheart Stephanie.
I'm so stumped by these.
5, 4, 3.
I don't know.
2. Come on.
1.
Oh, bang. Sweetheart Stephanie, you failed at this game. Tony. 5.
Treats.
Okay.
Treats.
And Scotty?
Taxes.
Something. Oh!
Kidding me?
All right. I didn't even think of that.
I'm on about tax. I'm like,
that was fantastic. Keep it PG on Thursdays.
Yay.
At this time on Spisano and Sandy.
It's 90.
That was good. Sweetheart Stephanie, what happened to you?
It must have been the shot we did at the top of the hour.
What did you want to say? Say what you wanted to say and we'll beep it.
No. Okay. No. I don't have the delay working.
I was really stumped. I really didn't know what to do.
98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, so Monroe County was named one of the best counties to live in New York.
Yeah.
Are we good with that? Do you believe it? No, I'm just kidding.
Of course you do.
A report by Niche.
Okay.
And I guess this company pairs up like college students, like they kind of help what state, what city you should live in, college students, and what they want to do and what careers they want to do.
I see. They line up careers with locations.
I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what they do. Okay, but anyhow, ranked number 6 with an overall grade of A.
Which is?
Monroe County. Wow. We got an A.
Ding, ding.
There is one town specifically, though, and only one town that got an A-plus ranking. So about what you think that town is. But before we get there, public schools got an A-minus overall in Monroe County.
Uh-huh.
Are we impressed? Do we agree?
I love that. We got great school systems around here.
No.
No?
Oh,
no, we don't.
Maybe
city?
Oh, why?
Is a little, but like surrounding county, like public schools? No? Okay. Wow, somebody knows more than we do.
Wait, why, Stephanie?
Oh, I have friends that work in the city school district.
Okay, city, okay, I get it.
So
I get
we'll
the city.
Just say,
yeah,
city. Nightlife, A. We rank A.
Yeah, man.
A.
Yep, I'll take that.
Diversity, A minus.
Uh-huh.
Weather, what do you think we got?
F.
We didn't get an F. We got a C minus.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't you remember? We are the climate haven, what people are referring to us as now, because we don't have the extreme weather.
Wildfires, hurricanes, earthquakes,
health
tornadoes.
Health and fitness, we got an A. Mm-hmm. The commute, we got an A minus. Mm-hmm. Housing, B minus.
Mm-hmm.
Good for families, an A.
Yeah.
Cost of living,
what?
C plus.
Yeah.
That's probably because our grocery stores are so stinking expensive.
And our taxes, because we pay for New York City, the armpit of New York.
Yes, taxes. Okay, so now the town that got an A plus, what do you think it is? No cheating.
Let's go around the room and do some guesses. Okay, Tony, you first. What do you think?
Fairport.
Okay.
Do you live in Fairport?
Absolutely not.
No. Because of Fairport. I'm going to say Webster because it's where life is worth living. And that's where I live.
Do you feel like you need to say the town you live in?
Yes.
You felt like you need to say
that? I do.
Yeah, but you're from Leicester.
I'm from Livingston County.
So you're not going to say that?
This is Monroe County, Sandra.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was thinking all of our area. Yeah.
All right, keep going. How about you?
I would say Pittsford.
Pittsford, yeah. Oh, that's a good choice.
Do you live in Pittsford?
I do not.
Nope.
Okay. Number one. A plus. The only town that got an A plus rating was Brighton.
Brighton.
Then Fairport got in a Cobbs Hill neighborhood.
Yep.
Upper Monroe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Swilburg. Where's
Swilburg is Meigs and Clinton area.
Okay. Kinda born and raised here. Where's Swilburg neighborhood? That got an A. Neighborhood got an A. Irondequoit, A.
Is Webster there?
No.
Okay.
Culver, Winton, Honeyway Falls, and Pearl, Meigs, Monroe neighborhood.
Yeah, it's all nice. Okay. Good for us.
Brighton was the only one to score an A+.
A+. Gotcha.
And that's why home values are so high in Brighton.
And pretty much everywhere else, too. Yeah, right. What? Who's talking? What?
I said, wow, I can't believe Parma didn't make it.
Parma?
Oh, Parma.
Do you know where Parma is, Sandy?
Yes, I know where Parma
is.
Is that where you live?
Yeah. Where?
That's on my side of the town.
Yes,
on my
is.
Side of town.
Okay. West Side.
Hilton Parma. Mm-hmm.
There you go. There's your awkward silence. Thank you for being awesome around here. Hey, how you doing? Coming up on 9 o'clock at 99 about Spaziano and Sandy getting you into work this morning. Getting another traffic just to see that. See what's going on out there. And it's Studio Live today here on Thursdays.
If you ever want to come in on a Thursday, just let me know. Andrew Michael texted us, Scotty, and he wants to come in now on Thursday. Andrew Michael, he's been on the air.
I think he changed his name.
No, because on Facebook, on social media, he's the guy that he'll always comment. And it's always, sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, is he being mean? He's just very sarcastic. And his name is Michael on Facebook.
Right.
When he calls him to the show, he says his name is Andrew.
Ah, I see. Right.
So it's Andrew Michael. Okay. Anyhow.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
He wants to come in because he's so excited to submit something into the honesty box.
Oh, God, dude.
Which I am not sure if I even want to allow that.
That's fine. Well, we will be drawing out of the honesty box tomorrow. So you ladies here in the studio don't have anything to worry about if we pull your question out, okay?
Yeah, so it's one thing you hate about the show, one thing you love about the show, and one question that we have to answer honestly.
Yeah, what's in my purse? Tony's here, and sweetheart Stephanie, who had a question or
what was that cackle? I always cackle.
Cackles.
Okay.
All right,
here we go.
Does Tony get to answer this too?
No, this is a question for you guys.
Oh, sorry, Tony.
Is this something that could go in the honesty box?
Perhaps.
Okay.
But we've already kind of, got everybody all excited about it. So.
Yeah, okay.
So if you're listening, sitting on the edge of your car seat.
Yes.
Stay strapped in.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So
you're scaring me.
I know, the way she's tapping her nails and stuff, yes? I feel like we're in trouble, okay?
Oh, gosh. So being that you've worked together for so long on the radio, and you're sort of like, you know, work spouses.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever have, like, differences of opinion or times where you... where you're like... That you could use some some marital work therapy.
Yeah. Oh wait, you do therapy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, maybe you could be our therapist.
I'd rather be your friend.
Right, exactly. I'm oil, she's water. Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why we go so well together.
But we want to know something gritty. Like
we have scared interns before. Because of the way we fight.
Tony, remember when I asked you if you ever thrown a shoe?
Yes.
They're soft.
I haven't thrown anything at you besides words.
You can though. You can because I got good reflexes.
Yeah. Do you?
She throws the honesty box at me on Fridays, and she's like, "Poo." Sometimes the last one almost hit me.
Anyhow,
right now.
But I feel like because we've been together for 26 years, we can be completely honest and we don't take offense.
Doesn't matter. Right? Yeah.
ADD drives me nuts, and me and being so focused drives him nuts.
Her OCD is like.
I was gonna say, Sandy has OCD.
Yeah, you know me.
But come on. Do you have ADD? Anyone else? Okay, so
guess what?
Do you live or work with somebody who has ADHD?
Uh huh.
Okay,
I do.
How do you cope? Sometimes it's hard.
Yeah,
I gotta use the mic. Use the mic.
Huh? It is a tough one.
Yeah, go again.
It's definitely a tough one.
Thank you.
How do you deal? I ignore.
There you go. So does she.
Or yell.
Hi, Buzz. Who's this?
This is Andrew.
Andrew Michael. I guess you're now. That's your middle name.
Well,
it is.
Go ahead.
No, you want to come in the show?
Yeah, I have a few days off the 4th of July weekend. I just wasn't sure what your guys' schedule was.
Yeah, well, you can come in and run the show because we're off.
Oh. It'll just be yours, dude.
It'll be Andrew Michael Radio.
Listen, you want listeners still, right?
Yeah. Well, we need more, so maybe that'll help.
We got the three of you, and that's pretty much it.
No, you guys got a lot. Lose a couple. As long as you shut the phones off and I don't have to answer the phones, we'll be good.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Well, wait, I got you through, so that's good. All right, so let us know. Let Sandy know. We'll try to work our way
to get
you
in.
And come up with 10 honesty box questions for us, all right?
Oh, they'll be nice, trust me.
Ones that'll really rip us apart, okay?
I can't do that.
All right. Take it easy, buddy. Thank you.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Bye. You too.
All right. Happy bye-bye. Memorial Day weekend. That's right. Summer weekend's up. Tomorrow, we're going to kick off the weekend right around this time, and then it'll be officially summer.
And tomorrow, Jerker Justified, you ladies can weigh in on this early. So we talked about it earlier this morning, how Scott will try to talk to his wife, Jill, and she says, no, I don't feel like talking right now. And then she goes to Candy Crush or... What is it? Zuba Witch? What is it?
Bubble Witch. Yeah.
So like that whole, the spouse who goes to those games one too many times instead of talking and being with you will decide Jerker Justified.
Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You want to say hi to anybody?
Nope. I have a lot of people to say hi to.
Say hi.
Alita, Kathy.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I can think of right now.
A lot of people you said too?
Yeah, both of them.
I have a whole list.
Who else is in this group chat? She's group chat people. Okay.
Christy, Danielle, Allison.
Yeah.
And more.
Okay.
Way more.
All right. And sweetheart Stephanie, thank you so much for coming. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anytime. Next time, bring food. All right. Commercial 398 is on the way in the budget.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY